Choosing a business name. The importance of choosing a business name. Considerations and tips for selecting a name, doing business as DBA, and more brokerage naming tips. The importance of a business name. So, what's the big deal? Choosing a business name is one of the most critical decisions a business owner can make. Many new brokerage owners rush through this step, giving little thought to the name that will do much to create consumers' initial perception of the brokerage, even if the business is built on sound business models and provides excellent customer service. If the name is confusing, easily forgettable, or unappealing, it could hinder company growth. Often, new brokers decide to use their personal name, which can be a good idea if the broker is well-known and has already established a large client base. On the other hand, it can cause customers to become dissatisfied if they call the brokerage, assuming they will work directly with the broker. Also, personal names can be easy to forget or difficult to pronounce or spell, all of which can turn customers off when they are looking for ease and simplicity. Using the broker's personal name could also be problematic if the brokerage owner wants to sell the business later. The business name plays a fundamental role in creating a market identity or brand. It often gives consumers their first impression of what a company is all about, even if the name makes it evident that the company is in the business of real estate. The name must also easily distinguish the company from other brokerages in the market. Maximize your impact. Many companies have maximized their branding impact by taking the direct approach and choosing a name that is descriptive of the services they provide. This approach is easy to do in real estate. Some companies have found it helpful to include a description of the market area in the business name. However, the brokerage's branding must not only tell consumers about the nature or geographical location of the services provided, but also inform them of the unique value it offers. The company name, of course, must be consistent with other elements of branding. Brokerage names are powerful when they are easy to remember. Many large companies select names with three syllables or less to address this consumer preference. Others have shortened their names. Federal Express became FedEx, and Hewlett-Packard became HP Kentucky Fried Chicken became KFC. It is also important to note that names are also more memorable if they are easy to pronounce. That is why Tokyo Tsushin Kogyo changed its name to Sony, and Marufuku Company is known as Nintendo. Other tips when considering a business name. Create a name that is unique. The name will not be memorable if it sounds like half a dozen other brokerages in the same market area. What is worse is that companies can be found guilty of trademark infringements when their names or other aspects of branding are too similar to another. Companies invest vast amounts of money in establishing their brands. It should not be surprising when they also spend a great deal of money to make sure that other companies are not infringing on their rights. Be mindful of connotation. Does the brokerage name sound like a brand? What is the consumer's initial impression when they hear the name? Does the name conjure up pictures of happy people finding a new property with minimal difficulty? Or does it engender confusion? Avoid selecting a name that sounds trendy. Although a faddish name may generate initial interest, the same name could be a real turnoff to people 5 years later. That would not be groovy at all. Consider how the name is perceived in different language groups. Understand the demographic of your market area and the language groups that are present there. Bing sounds like disease in Chinese. In Swahili, Hulu means stop. Puffs did not go over so well in Germany, since puff is a slang word for brothel. Since there are websites devoted to checking name meanings in many languages, a small investment of time can remove the guesswork for business owners. Coin a brand new name for your brokerage business. Making up a name that is not currently a word can help to ensure that the brokerage owner has a unique name and helps to protect the brokerage owner from copyright infringements. The Kodak brand name was created from a made-up word, as were many others, such as Facebook, Tumblr, Zillow, and Mavodo. Invented names allow the company to define the meaning of the name and prevent customers from approaching the business with preconceived notions about the company's service or style. The made-up name can help people build an emotional connection with the brokerage company when done well. Using a coined name also allows companies to expand services in geographical areas without name issues. Select a proper web address. Branding is stronger when web addresses reflect the companies they represent. Most marketing experts say a .com domain name is preferable, but there is a severe shortage of good .com domain names. The ones that are for sale can be very expensive. Examples of the most expensive domain names ever sold include cars.com, carinsurance.com, insurance.com, and vacationrentals.com. These domain names sold for tens of millions of dollars. Cars.com sold for a whopping $872 million. Business name, registration. Doing business as DBAs. In most cases, people choosing a business name that is not their personal name must register it with the appropriate authorities. This new name is called the DBA, Doing Business As, or the FBN, Fictitious Business Name. These terms are interchangeable and are often referred to as an assumed name or a trade name. A DBA creates a legal name under which a business can operate. In Texas and most other states, it is illegal for business to be conducted under a business name unless a DBA has been established. It ensures the business owner that others cannot register the name or a name that is too similar in the state. Banks also require DBAs before an account can be opened under an assumed business name. DBAs also make it easier for others to track down the owners of a business. DBA availability and registration. In Texas and many other states, DBAs must be registered with the state and the county where the business operates. Each state and county has different rules, requirements, and fees for filing a DBA. The U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, maintains a list of state agency links for filing at the state level. County government websites can also be a valuable source of information when filing a DBA. Before settling on a business name, check for availability at both county and state levels. Just because a name is available at the county level does not mean it will be available at the state level. Business owners can also register their trademarks with the United States Patent and Trademark Office to protect their branding further. Information and applications are online. The SBA website states that it can be challenging to identify potential infringements or clashes. Since the penalties for trademark infringements are high, it is worth enlisting the help of a good intellectual property attorney. Tips for naming your brokerage. You would think naming your brokerage would be a simple undertaking. However, that is not always the case. There are many things to consider when choosing a name for your new company. 1. Your name should state the nature of your business. If you do not indicate somewhere in the company name that it is a real estate business, then people will not immediately snap to that fact, which could affect the business that walks through your door. 2. Research state laws. Be aware that if you are not a member of a realtor association, then you do not have the legal authority to use the term realtor. 3. Make a list of names you are interested in using, then check the Texas Secretary of State's website to see if any of them already exist. You may have to try a few names before finding one that is not already used by someone else. Remember to check the local county clerk's site. 4. Stay away from initials or abbreviations. Initials do not carry much weight with consumers and do not state the nature of your business clearly. Initials do not serve to identify an advertiser as a real estate broker in the eyes of TREC. 5. Do not choose a name that is hard to pronounce. Hard to pronounce names could be a turnoff for potential clients. If people cannot pronounce your company's name, then they will probably not choose to use your services or refer them to others. 6. Remember that naming your business is essential and should reflect you in some way. Your company's name will be emblazoned on your business cards, flyers, and signs, and posted on social media and your website. Pick something that looks good, speaks to you, and complies with all TREC rules and regulations. 7. Do not forget to register your name every time you expand into a new county. 8. Remember to notify TREC of any company you open.